This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm going to riff on that old real estate truism, location, 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 as a way to get us into this next piece with this observation that it is possible for a company to have too many locations. Snap, of Snapchat fame, is our example today. Founded in 2011 in Venice, California, out by the beach near Los Angeles, Snap at one point had dozens of properties in Venice that it was using. But just like its disappearing messaging function, Snap has been disappearing from the Venice real estate market as it tries to cut costs. Not, though, as Benjamin Gottlieb reports now from KCRW, without leaving a changed local real estate market behind.
When you visit Venice and spend some time on the boardwalk, there are some things that just don't change. You've got vendors selling tchotchkes, antiques, clothing, paintings, surfers, tourists, and LA's homelessness problem out in plain view for all to see. But something feels a little bit different these days, and some residents blame that on Snap.
Their general presence has raised the rents and property values so much that a lot of people can't afford it.
Andy Rovins has lived in Venice for more than 40 years. I meet him at a Venice boardwalk landmark, the Gingerbread Court. It stands out on the beach, a cute little red brick pedestrian mall that surrounds a courtyard. According to the real estate data tracker CoStar, this is one of the buildings that Snap leased a few years ago. But now?
You see anybody here? I mean, it's like, that's empty, that's empty, that's empty.
David Freitag works in tenant relations for the real estate firm CBRE in Los Angeles.
We've kind of walked around and seen where Snap's footprint is.
He says that at its peak, Snap leased more than 300,000 square feet of office space in and around Venice to accommodate its workforce of more than 3,000 employees.
And I think there weren't necessarily fine lines between what was their office and what was just a part of the community.
Snap's had a bumpy ride since it went from scrappy startup to publicly traded behemoth last year. The company has struggled to compete with the likes of Facebook and Google for ad revenue. And earlier this year, it laid off 10% of its engineers. Now it's consolidating operations at an office park in neighboring Santa Monica. In a statement, a spokesperson for Snap said, quote, "We are looking forward to bringing teams closer together in Santa Monica." Still, during the transition, examples of Snap's footprint in Venice remain.
This building really sticks out here in Venice. This is no more than a couple hundred feet from the boardwalk. There's no signage, but you can see employees swiping Snap badges and walking inside. They've got laptops, smartphones in their hand. There's also a security guard outside, which is a dead giveaway. I asked one guard why it's so secretive here, and he told me that's just how they want it.
Even as it leaves, the changes Snap brought here aren't all so quickly erased. Michael Springer is a commercial real estate agent in Venice. He's not anti-development, he says, but the community has lost things.
They absorbed so much of the real estate very quickly, and as they did, certain places that were public, like Nikki Beach, which was a really great restaurant and bar, they took those things away.
And turned them into space for its employees. Springer says Snap also remade the real estate market in Venice. If you look at prices, back in July of 2013, the median rent sat at just over $3,500. That's according to the real estate database Zillow. Fast forward to today, the median price is almost $2,000 more. Springer and his firm Halton Party and Partners hope that as Snap leaves, more tech startups will move in. He's showing several properties in and around Venice.
Snap took up all of the inventory, and as they did, they were offering higher and higher rents. That's basically made this market.
Office space that used to go for $3 or $4 per square foot is now more like $5 or $6. One location that Snap occupied is $13 a square foot. But Mark Wanamaker of the Venice Historical Society says change like this is inevitable.
It's true, though, that when you bring in a lot of people and businesses like this, prices go up. But the modern world, the reality of it, is that you can't keep it a sleepy community.
And as rents continue to rise in Venice, Silicon Beach is spilling over into other parts of L.A., where things are still cheaper, for now. In Los Angeles, I'm Benjamin Gottlieb for Marketplace.